Today we gather in community to be the people through whom God breaks into the world in a particular way. We call this being the church. We do this all the time. When we're here in church on Sunday in prayer and worship, and also in our outreach efforts, such as through our food pantry and veterans meal ministry, in many other ways, through our formation programs, we learn and grow in our knowledge and love of the Lord. God is breaking in through us. God's love breaks in and transforms. Does it feel like a breaking in when God shows up in the middle of an unlikely and somewhat hostile environment, which seems to be the situation in our world today? I think it does in some ways. It always has when God's grace and love have become known in the world. Jesus was born into a world that was not an easy place to be, did not welcome his light, not everyone. Jesus rose again in a world that was not expecting the kingdom of God to come so near in such a way. God's love is breaking in, overflowing in our gathering of faith and hope in what we do today. We are about to baptize George, little Georgie, George Elliott Marshall. George will be baptized, and in that action, he is reborn. He is made a new creation, a citizen of God's reign, a member of the body of Christ, a minister, even, in the church. It's interesting on this 4th of July weekend, right, where we celebrate being citizens of our wonderful, great nation, not perfect, but great in many, many ways. You know, if you want to become, as some of you may know from personal experience, a citizen of this great nation of the United States, you have to take tests and things. But to become a citizen of God's kingdom, there are no requirements, no tests to take first. And this thing about being a minister of the church, every baptized person is officially a minister of the church, and even such a young one, George ministers to us with his being, with his smile, with his love so freely given. Baptism is God's love breaking in with hope for the future. As the prophet Jeremiah spoke about God, God saying, "For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope." George's baptism is a great gift to all of us as it reminds us of God's promises, promises to us and for our whole world. Nothing can separate us from Christ, who is our light. Christ, who is our light, who conquers all darkness. The light of Christ breaks into our world that continues to be a very difficult place for many. Who among us can be here today in this great celebration of joy without being aware of all the sad things happening here at home and around the world? George's baptism and our celebration of God with us in the baptism and in sharing communion in the sacrament, all this happens in a world so often rocked by violence. I am deeply aware that since I last preached here on a Sunday, we have seen so much bloodshed. We have cried for those lost in Orlando, Istanbul, yesterday waking up to more terror and lives lost in Bangladesh, and this morning, I'm checking the news now. I used to do this, then I stopped, but if you check the news this morning, there was another terrorist attack overnight in Iraq and Baghdad. Over 80 died. This is the reality in which we live. There's no denying it, and we wouldn't want to. We wouldn't want to shield ourselves from it and pretend to live in some sort of perfection because we're Christians. But there is another reality, and it is so important to realize that we come here, as I was just saying, not to escape the violence, but to ground ourselves in God's love and in the strength of community. In the strength of community and God's love, so that we are able to better address and better able to deal with the problems of life, the great tragedies of life. We've gathered here today to celebrate the greater reality, greater power, and to proclaim that God's kingdom has come near. George is being baptized into this greater reality. He will be marked as Christ's own forever. George, like us, will never have to face the challenges of this life on his own. Even in the midst of the world's troubles, he is raised to a new life in Christ. This new life in Christ is what we as Christians share. This new life in Christ, Christ living in us and through us, enabling us to go out there and be for God in our world. Before Jesus, in the time of Naaman, we hear about this soldier from 2 Kings. We read this today, our Hebrew scriptures. Throughout all of time, all of creation, God has surprised people in the way God brings about unexpected grace. Naaman, a powerful man living in a place and time with rules and expectations, there was a way things were working, a way things were done and not done. So to cure his leprosy, Naaman went to one in power for help. But the king has no idea what to do and is angered by even being asked. It made sense to Naaman to seek help from someone in authority. That was how the world worked and works now, right? But instead, it was the servant girl who had the answer. She told him, but it was ignored, right? She knew Naaman should go to the prophet. And Naaman finally does go to Elisha, who tells the great soldier to go and wash in the Jordan and he will be healed. But what happens? Naaman's angered. It seems too simple, too easy. Shouldn't the prophet come out and wave his hand over the spot and call upon God to make a big show? And why the Jordan? There are other rivers. But then the point is made by a bystander, again, someone probably without much standing in Naaman's eyes, but this man says, if you had been asked to do something difficult, would you not have done it? In the end, Naaman does what the prophet tells him to do, and he is healed. God breaks into Naaman's world, challenges his worldview, and brings him to new life. This is a lot like baptism. Some may wonder, how could it be so easy? Just be baptized, and you are enabled to share in the life of God in a special way, what we call our life in Christ. It is easy in one sense. Baptism is open to anyone, everyone. There are no requirements. God's grace and love are available to all, freely given. Eternal life, salvation, not just about the future, not just about life after death. Yes, it is, but it is for us today much more about living as a Christ follower now. There are no prerequisite requirements, but there are vows. Like marriage vows, our baptismal vows are about relationship and forming a bond, about saying yes to love. Through baptism, God makes promises to us to always be with us, to bring us into the fellowship of the church, to help us through everything, to rejoice with us in all that delights us throughout our lives, and when this life comes to an end, to welcome us into the next life. For in death, life is changed, not ended. And in baptism, we make promises to God. Today, George's parents and godparents will make these promises for him. And when he is older, he will be enabled through confirmation to claim publicly and to state on his own what he takes as his life in Christ. Last week, Grant Mansfield, in his sermon, discussed the difference between being a fan and a follower of Jesus. From that sermon, and our own experience, but certainly from the sermon, we know that we want to be followers. But the word follower in our culture often conveys something negative, as in being a follower and not a leader. But being a follower of God, of Christ, walking in the way of Jesus, is unlike being a follower in any other way. Because in following Christ, we are affirmed and called to be the people, to be the person God has created you to be, to the fullest extent possible. The Christian faith, while being a community experience when it is being lived to the fullest, never discounts the individual. In fact, it is the exact opposite. God needs you, you specifically. God needs me. God needs George to be about the mission of God in the world, because only you can do that the way you can do that. Only you come into contact with the people and situations that you experience. The harvest is plentiful. There is much for us to be about for God in the world. Our baptismal vows, which we will all renew in a few moments, give us structure, clues to what that mission involves. But then God leaves it to us to work out the details. In a sense, each Christian's life is about working out the details of how to seek and serve Christ in all persons, how to respect the dignity of every human being, how to be about peace and justice in the world. Today, George's life as a Christian begins. He has always been God's beloved, but today he becomes part of the Christian mission, part of God's plan for him as a member of the body of Christ. It is exciting. The possibilities are so many. And for the rest of us today, we reaffirm our vows to God. This can be a new beginning for us today, which is also exciting. Every day is a new day, God's new creation, a chance to be and to do something beautiful for God. Amen.